Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 114. I am your host, Brian, and with me this time is just Dwayne. Hey, Dwayne.
Just Dwayne here. Yeah, hey, Brian. It's good to be podcasting with you again. I know it's been a few weeks.
Yeah, a little bit longer than normal because I was on vacation out of town for a couple weeks down at Disney.
Out at Disney.
As you'll tell by what I've
the
gotten.
The mother world.
as you can tell by what I've gotten the past month, so.
Yeah.
I'll let you start out by letting everybody know what you got.
Okay. Well, a pretty good amount this past 5 to 6 weeks, I think, that it's been since we've talked last. Several back-ordered Vintage Collection figures, including the Vintage Collection Mandalorian Fleet Commander. The Vintage Collection Grogu from Season 3 of The Mandalorian. The Vintage Collection Captain Cassian Andor. Vintage Collection Count Dooku. Our first offering of that figure on Vintage Collection. Vintage Collection Jango Fett. Also, I think, first time for him on a Vintage Collection card. The Vintage Collection Finn from Starkiller Base, which is a new version of Finn. And the Vintage Collection Phase 1 Clone Trooper, just a plain white Clone Trooper armor, Phase 1 armor. And then I got a 4-pack. We were talking, I think it's an Amazon exclusive. It's Ahsoka Escape from Order 66, 4-pack. And it includes a reissue of the Ahsoka Tano from the Mines of Mandalore, or the Siege of Mandalore, I'm sorry, getting those mixed up. Siege of Mandalore episodes, and three astromech droids, designated R7A7, CH33P, and RGG1 in a 4-pack. All of them are carded figures, and the three droids have their own numbers in the Vintage Collection series. Also, from the Droid Factory line, from the Disney store or disneyshop.com, got a Droid Factory TC-14, which was an anniversary edition from episode 1, and also have coming from Brian a DC or Droid Factory R3 RN8W, which is the new pride droid that Disney has been issuing for about 4 years now. I think this is the fourth one in that line of special astromech droids. So that's pretty much what I've got for this month, which is not insignificant, but compared to what Brian got.
The Jango Fett, we've had a TVC Jango Fett before.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they reissued it.
They reissue stuff all the time, so.
Yeah.
Does it have a new number?
That's a good question. I'll have to research that.
Because if it doesn't have a new number, then just a re-release. Otherwise, there might be some slight change. I don't know.
Yeah, well, some of them, I think that Cassian Andor is a re-release, except that it has a new head sculpt on it.
Well, that still would be a re-release, though.
But it's still got the same number, yeah.
Yeah, it still has the same number. But yeah, even if they do new head sculpts, they still keep the same number for most of them. Let's see. I got a Disney Star Wars figure hat. You've gotten one in the past. I think I got it for you the last time, maybe.
Right, the black one that says collect them all.
Yeah. That rainbow droid. Also got a Cassian Andor, the VC-267. This figure here. I ended up getting it at a Ross because it was cheap.
Right.
And picked up an extra one to open.
What do you consider cheap?
$3.99.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That was
deal. I got a couple of them, so if anybody else needs one, you know. I got the Black Series Professor Huang.
Okay.
And then also I picked up a new R-Series droid, the Build-A-Droid, at the park. The Droid Depot droid.
Okay, the larger ones that are motorized.
Yeah, I've got it here, but I forgot to get it out. I'm not going to get it out. It takes too long. But Yeah, you build it, you put your own head on it, the body, you get certain bodies to pick from, certain heads, legs, you know, that kind of stuff, different panels. I picked up some more panels. These were at the outlet, so I got the silver, and it's kind of like a cadet blue. Yeah, I don't have those in here with me. I picked up some droid heads. That's one of the few things that you can buy extra. So I picked up like this, like kind of like a chopper head, but you can put them on the R-Series droids.
Okay.
And they come with these little hands and stuff like Chopper has on the side of his helmet, and the little radar dish. I got a couple of different ones of those. Also got this black one with the orange on the top.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
And then also a gray one. That's kind of like, it's considered a chopper top head.
I was going to say, that looks familiar.
But, yeah, that goes to that droid that you just had, the four-pack that you just got.
Right.
This is the head for one of those droids.
Cheap.
Yeah.
It's C-H-E-E-P is his, you know, like how R2 is A-R-T-O-O. Well, his is C-H-E-E-P because his designation is C-H-3-3-P, mm-hmm. which if you look at it blurry, it looks like it says cheap. So there you go.
And then I also
picked up those darn Hasbro people or Lucasfilm people, they're always making funny things.
Yeah. I picked up this Black Series thing. It's been out for a while. It's got the Minot, right. Porgs, Boggling, Kowakian monkey lizards. Yeah, so it's got all these. I thought that was pretty cool. It was
one of the monkeys is Salacious Crumb.
Yeah, it looks like Salacious Crumb. It doesn't say it is, but they don't have names here. It just says Kowakian monkey lizards.
Right. Okay.
And I got that at the outlet too. It was pretty cheap, so that's why I picked it up. I picked up the May the 4th pins. There's three different ones. There's this smaller one that's got a bunch of the droids. This one with just C-3PO and R2-D2 on it.
Uh-huh.
And then this big one with Boba Fett.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's nice. The animated version.
Yeah. I never saw these online at all. I don't know if they sold out quick, but heck, in the parks and even in Disney Springs, this is where I got them, was Disney Springs. They were everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Probably something that came out late. Production was delayed, and then all of a sudden they got them, and
yeah, could
nobody
have been.
Knows about them.
And then I also got these pins at the outlet. You know, they were pretty cheap. There's Tarkin. He kind of moves around. You know, he's got...
Are those the fig pins, or is it a smaller version?
These are figures. They're...
Oh, okay.
Maybe so 2 inches.
It's not the actual line of fig pins, which are actually 3.75, I think.
No. These are smaller. These are like two inches, maybe.
Okay.
There's Ponda Baba, or Walrus Man. And Hammerhead, Momau Nadon.
Uh-huh.
Got those. I got some lightsabers. I built some more of the Savi's lightsabers. I'll have to bring those to the next meeting. But I'll pull out one of them here. This one's the Elemental version. So you got... It's really hard to see.
Okay.
Back up here. There we go. So you can see the end here is like a conical shell type thing, and it looks more like the elements. And of course, it's got a blue crystal in it. But you can change the crystal to different colors. Also, the outlets down there. They get all kinds of stuff from the parks, and also from the old Star Cruiser. I picked up another one of these. I've got one that I might just keep in the box and then open this one. But this is the remote control droid that goes to the Star Line, and it's just like the Build a Droids, you know, that you build down there in the Droid Depot.
Okay.
Which, if you've never been to the Droid Depot, it's basically this big conveyor belt of stuff, you know, and you can pick and choose all different kinds. They've got three different kinds of droids. They've got the R series, the C series, maybe that the chopper ones. I mean, I think it's a C series.
CH.
Yeah, and then they've got the BB droids. So you can make your own BB droid. It's got different body colors and stuff like that for that as well.
Yeah.
And I got the Boba Fett throne room playset. I got it for like 30% off, I want to say, because they had a sale going on. So I ended up reordering that. I got a Doc Ondar plush. This was at the outlets. It was $4. Originally, it was 23.
Okay.
But for $4, I was like, hey, why not?
Right. Sounds like they had probably new merchandise come in for Doc Ondar's, gift shop there, and something had to go. So
yeah,
those probably weren't selling, or they've been there since originally the place opened, and it was time to refresh.
Yep. I got this. Also came. I got it at the outlets. That's the Magic Band for the Starliner.
Mm-hmm.
They had those.
The now defunct Starliner.
Yeah, the now defunct Starliner.
But that would probably still work as a Magic Band.
Oh yeah, it'll still work as a Magic Band.
You just have to register it.
I got the new Sith Holocron and the new Jedi Holocron, along with a bunch of Kyber crystals. And those Kyber crystals, you can, swap in and out in your lightsaber that you build to change the color of the lightsaber blade.
Right.
I got a couple Power of the Force coins the other day. Got R2-D2 and Barada.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Kyber crystals also, if you put them in the holocrons, they have character recordings and stuff like that.
And all of them are new now. So they have a totally different new set of them. And the only way that those will work are in the new Kyber crystal or the new holocrons. And the old ones, the old Kyber crystals, will work in the new holocrons.
Okay.
So
they're backwards compatible.
Because I had a problem with my Jedi one. My original one just died. It won't work anymore. So now I can use the new one to play all the old Kyber crystals.
Okay.
And then the last thing I got, which I just got the other day, are these. Oreos. Star Wars Oreos.
Star Wars Oreos.
There's packs with light side and dark side characters. So if you get one, you're going to get either light side or dark side, and it'll be those characters associated with that. And the cream in the middle for the light side is blue, and the dark side is red.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I got all light side. I got three. I bought three packs, and all three of them are light side. So I didn't get any dark side. I might take some pictures of these and put them up on our Facebook page, the different characters. So with all that being said, I want to go ahead and just talk about my trip as well. Went to the Disney for 5 days. 2 days we went to Hollywood Studios and the other parks the other days.
Uh-huh.
So we spent a lot of time, doing Rise of the Resistance, the Falcon Ride. Well, I can't remember the name of it right offhand. And then also Star Tours. So Star Tours had new stuff where they were showing the Ahsoka stuff, and then also had Cassian Andor and supposedly the Mandalorian, but we never saw the Mandalorian as many times as we rode Star Tours. We saw was Ahsoka doing the new transmission, and then Andor doing a new transmission, and then the Purgles was the scene that we saw. And I only saw the Wookiee Kashyyyk was the first place that it goes to. Every single time we went whenever I went with, because Stephanie and Bo also went without me a few times, and then they finally saw something different. But it was still the old stuff. It was Hoth and Tatooine. But they still only saw Ahsoka and Andor. Never saw the Mandalorian. It's supposed to be, the Mandalorian and Grogu. And if you've never been, this land is totally immersive. You feel like you're in the Star Wars land just because everything around you is all in character. All the people working there are in, uniforms of whatever the Star Wars area that they're in, that kind of stuff. First Order uniforms, First Order stormtroopers, you know, all that stuff is in character and in universe for Batuu, which is what where you're at. All kinds of merchandise, all kinds of places to buy, and then the food is also the same. We got to also go into the cantina, so we got to drink, like, some of the drinks that they have are named after Star Wars stuff. So I took a picture of the menu just so we could, look it up and even try to make some of the stuff if we could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got, like, Hyperdrive Punch It, which has Powerade Mountain Berry Blast, White Cranberry Juice, Black Cherry Puree, and Sprite. That was Bo's favorite drink. He drank that. I drank the Blue Bantha, which is got coconut and rice milk with a vanilla butter sugar cookie. I tried Bo's drink, and I didn't like it that well because I'm not a big fan of cranberry juice. But he was all into it. Have you ever been yet?
No, not since they completely redid it, into Batuu. Obviously, for Star Tours and all of that stuff way back when. But no, one of these days, my kids all grew up, but now we all have separate things that we're doing every summer.
Well, there you go. Now you can go by yourself.
Yeah. Been hoping for a celebration in Orlando for it to give me an excuse to go.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. I don't want to take up too much time because it's...
Oh, that's okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. So you only did 5 days at Disney, and then you did some at Universal and
other places? No, we basically just had 1 week where we did, whatever we wanted. We did, we went to a place where I had a water park, so a couple days there were water parking and swimming, and went to the beach one day, kind of stuff. Then we stayed on Disney property for a week, so that's whenever we went to the parks, because it was, you got to get in earlier, and you got to ride all their transportation, so you didn't have to drive over there, pay for parking or anything like that.
Right.
So that's what we did for the second week.
Well, that sounds like a really good time.
Now, did you all have a meeting while I was gone?
We did.
Okay.
This past Saturday, only three of us, well, four of us showed up. So very lightly attended, but we still had a good time. We stayed there probably just 2 hours this week instead of the full three.
Mm-hmm.
That was the June meeting. And then we've got, coming up in July, we've got a couple of things, actually. We've got our Ashland Regional meeting will be on Saturday the 20th. If I'm not mistaken, we had to move it back a week because the library asked us to reschedule.
Oh, yeah, yep.
So if we have a meeting in Ashland, it'll be on the 20th, Saturday the 20th at noon, Flatwoods Public Library. And then on the very next Saturday, which is the 27th,
mm-hmm.
will be the fundraiser auction, the Casewalk fundraiser auction. And that's happening in Frankfurt?
Somewhere in Frankfurt, but not that church that we normally have it at. It's a different place this time.
Yeah. So you can look that up on our Facebook page under events if you're interested. Again, the fundraiser auction is the way we raise money for the club to pay for all of our assorted activities and fees that we have every year. And it's a good way to maybe snag a few, not just Star Wars collectibles, just a few odds and ends that end up people donating and everything. Every auction starts at $1 and goes up from there. So sometimes you can get a whole lot of miscellaneous things for a couple of dollars, anything from...
And stuff you don't
want. Figures. Yeah, it's action figures, clothing to... collectible cards and comic books sometimes, and just odds and ends. People have donated stereo equipment or video game consoles or just so if you're interested in stuff like that, we have a really good time. It's a statewide event, So we invite everyone from Louisville and Lexington and Ashland and wherever you're located, whether you're over in Ohio or West Virginia, whether you're down in southern Kentucky, southwestern Kentucky, you're welcome to come. Indiana, mm-hmm. you know. We usually do have a couple of our crossover members from Indiana show up. Okay. What about news this week, or this month, actually, from the past month or recently? We've got more recently, just in the last week or so, than we had for the whole month, I think. Seems like.
Yeah.
So it looks like Hot Toys still going strong, just releasing, you know, a little bit of everything every month consistently. For this month, the most recent announcements, they've got a 1/6 scale Luke Skywalker from the Dark Empire comic books, where he kind of converts over to the dark side for a little while. And that, if you've never read that, it's a good little comic book series to read. I think they even made some novels based on that period of time too, didn't they, or not?
I don't think they ever made any novels, but there was three different series for Dark Empire. Dark Empire, 1, 2, and 3.
Right. So they also, from the Dark Empire, there's, it's a dupe. Oh, there's an artisan edition and a regular edition.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was reading it one at a time, and I see now that it's the same thing, but, you know, a little bit different. I guess the artisan edition is a little bit more expensive, special edition of that figure. From episode 1, which we're celebrating the anniversary, Phantom Menace, they've got a 1/6 scale Darth Maul, a 1/6 scale Darth Maul with his Sith speeder, and then a 1/6 scale Shadow Trooper, which again is kind of a expanded universe character with a Death Star environment collectible set, and then the 1/6 scale Clone Trooper, which in a gold chrome version, so sort of like a who was the Phasma was the chrome version of the
silver
troopers. But she was silver and this one's gold chrome and it's just of a clone trooper. And that's a Hot Toys exclusive along with the artisan edition. The other Hot Toys, I guess, items are available through your regular online retailers. Okay, looks like a good chunk of Hasbro stuff. Brian, why don't you share with our listeners what Hasbro's got coming?
Yeah, we got the Vintage Collection stuff. So we've got a Vintage Collection X-Wing Pilot 4-pack, and that's just four generic pilots, just like some of the other 4-packs with clone troopers and stormtroopers and everything else they put out, that you can flesh out your, you know, fleet of X-Wing pilots.
Right.
And then the big announcement, you know, the Mos Eisley Cantina is coming to the HasLab.
Yep.
And there's two different versions. There's the regular version, which is $3.99, and then there's a deluxe version, which is $4.99. And they both come with the Cantina itself, and then also three exclusive figures, Wurher, and the two Tonica sisters, Bria and Cinny. And then the deluxe pack comes with also an expansion with several extra walls and booths and furniture and stuff like that. And then there's different tier thresholds based on the number of backers. So if they get to 11,000 backers, they'll have a new Greedo that's exclusive to this. And he has a blaster and a cup. Tier 2 is 14,000 and will include Nebron leads. Kind of trying to think of the, I don't remember what who that one is. That includes two blasters, a cup.
What, the Nebron and, leads.
Yeah,
he's the guy with the four arms.
Oh, okay. He's a pilot and a smuggler.
Yeah,
he has two blasters, a cup, and an interchangeable hose. Yeah, it says he features all new sculpt with, of course, his four arms. In addition to a cup, this comes with two special interchangeable mask hoses, with one shaped in an S-curve so he can enjoy his beverage. Tier 3, which is 17,000 backers, is Arliel Shkosh, which is like a werewolf-type figure, has horns, if I remember right, and he has a blaster and a cup as well. Have you backed this?
Not yet. Not yet. I mean, there's no really no rush. I mean, there is a date. What is the?
No, it's July the 9th, maybe? Something like that. It was only 30 days.
Something like that. Let's see. 25 days left, according to HasLab. I've actually got it pulled up. So 25 days left to back this. We're currently recording this on the 13th of June. So, you know, a little less than a month. And
the 8th. It'll be the 8th of July.
Right. Currently at 4,657 backers. So we haven't even... It yeah. says the target is 8,000.
Yep.
But to get those tiers, you have to get all the way up to 11 and 17,000.
And they claim they're not going to redo these figures. You know, if they don't reach the backer numbers, they're not going to come out with these figures at all. And they're not going to ever re-release them, which I find that hard to believe.
I do too. But
I mean, come on. But I'm probably not going to buy this. I have nowhere to put it. And,
exactly.
You know, as much as I'd like to have the Tonica sisters as you know, figures, because we've never had them before, I can't justify even $400 just to get two figures.
Yeah, we discussed that at the meeting, the guys that were there. The consensus was it's just, you know, when you get it out of the packaging and set it up, you're looking at a 2-foot by 2-foot area that you're going to need.
Oh, probably more than that.
24 by 24 to fit it, you know, in. And, one way I think it was a little bit, width, it was a little bit more than 2 feet.
Yeah.
Even depth at 2 feet, you know, deep, that's not something you can put on a shelf. You're going to have some sort of a table display or a, you know, dedicated diorama, you know, not shelf, but, you know, basically, yeah, table.
I'm trying to find the dimensions here. If it's got, somewhere they've got the dimensions.
So, you know. The cost, even though
you just cut out there,
actually ever taking out the package.
You cut out there. Nobody could hear what you were saying.
Okay, what about now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, I must have accidentally knocked the mute button against my knee or something. So yeah, we were just discussing is that, you know, unless you're someone like me who keeps everything in the package until, you know, the imaginary future comes. When I have enough room to put everything out. But, you know, it would be cool to have, even if you just put the Cantina bar out and not use the rest of the parts to it, just to set that out and set some of the patrons around that would be interesting. Because it looks modular enough to where you
don't have to use the whole thing. Yeah, I guess you could do just the bar. Yeah, because I see it looks like it's... Yeah. Yeah.
Or you could just have the alcoves, one of the alcoves with Greedo and Han in it, set aside separately somewhere.
The problem, though, is I like to keep all my figures on the card, and I'd have to buy two of these
right
in order to open one.
Yeah, that's it, too, is if you ever wanted to use the Tonica sisters, guess what? You're going to have to open them.
Mm-hmm.
And these are figures that you know, will potentially be several hundred dollars valued at each figure.
Oh, yeah.
On the secondary market. So that's that. But yeah, HasLab, we all been waiting for it for a while, the next HasLab project, and that's what we've got.
The last thing that was announced for Vintage Collection is the OSHA Anisea. Is that how you pronounce it? Anisea?
I don't know if I've heard it pronounced yet or not.
OSHA, of course, we've heard pronounced on the show.
Right.
Anisea, A-N-I-S-E-Y-A. So that was announced. Then there's Black Series, which there's a bunch of Black Series that's been announced. Darth Sidious, a Super Battle Droid, a two-pack with Captain Enoch and a Night Trooper from Walmart exclusively, a Yoda and a Clone Commander Gree. That's a Hasbro Pulse and Disney Store exclusive. The Phantom Menace 3-pack, which is a GameStop exclusive. Emperor Palpatine and a Throne, which we've had that before. So I'm not sure what that's all about. And then a Jedi Survivor 3-pack, Mandalorian Shriekhawk, and a Mandalorian Shriekhawk Trainers, the OSHA, and then Mei, which was the Assassin, and then Ezra Bridger.
So and, just kind of all over the place with their
yeah
releases.
Of course, all these were different announcements at different times for the last
right.
6 weeks or whatever.
Some of them are episode one related. Some of them are the new series that just started showing this month.
Acolyte.
Acolyte related. Some of them are going back to The Mandalorian Season 3 with the Srikok characters. And, of course, the Ahsoka with Captain Enoch. And so, yeah, congratulations, Black Series.
Yeah, exactly.
You may not have a $500 cantina set to purchase this month, but you sure got enough of just regular 1, 2, and 3 packs to try to collect everything. So, yeah, and then we've got Retro Collection.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Retro Collection, they are announced that just like they just did the episode, well, it is the episode 2 and episode 3. They did a full set of 6 for episode 1 on the Retro Collection card backs with the 5-point of articulation figures. And then they're combining characters from episode 2 and episode 3 into a multi-pack, and this will be available from Apple Pulse and Disney Store. And then they just announced the Retro Collection Acolyte multi-pack, which will be 6 characters from that series that will be available in the retro style. And I don't think orders for those have started yet, or if they have, I haven't seen it.
I don't think so.
And they didn't say whether those would be exclusives to Hasbro Pulse or Disney Store, but they probably might be.
It shows on,
since it's a multi-pack,
this one website that it's not. It's Entertainment Earth, Big Bad Toy Store, Toy Geek, Amazon. I'm sure Hasbro Pulse will have it. They usually have all that stuff unless it's totally exclusive to like Amazon or GameStop or something like that. But it shows all of them.
Yeah.
And the people in it are, let's see, Mother Anisea, Jedi Knight Yord Fandar, Mei, which is the assassin, Jedi Master Soul, Osha Anisea, and the Jedi Padawan Jeki Lon.
Right, which is the young female character.
Yeah, the one with the spiky.
Played by the actress that played in Logan, played Weapon X or.
Oh, really?
Her name is, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then also, we dropped in down here at the bottom. There's also a Black Series of that Osha Anisea in a Holocron version being released, I guess.
So yeah, I'm not sure how those went over.
Clear blue and get another $25 from everybody.
Yeah, or more.
Okay, finishing up the new releases, we have SH Figure Arts.
Figure Arts. I don't know how you pronounce it.
They are releasing a New Hope versions of Darth Vader, R2-D2, C-3PO, and a Stormtrooper. So that's from SH Figure Arts. And then General Giant will be releasing a new Shadow Trooper Legends version in a 3 to 2.5 scale resin bust. Is that right? 3 to 2?
That's what it said. I don't know what that means.
Star Wars Shadow Trooper Legends in 3 2.5 scale resin busts.
I don't know. That's what it said.
It's $200, whatever it is.
Yeah, so whatever it is $200.
If they're only 2.5 scale resin busts, there better be a lot of them. And then there's also a Return of the Jedi Darth Vader unhelmeted in a 1/6 scale mini bust. That's going to retail for $130. So if you're the mini bust collectors, you got a new Darth Vader unhelmeted, which will be probably the Hayden Christensen version of Darth Vader from Return of the Jedi instead of the original version.
It is the original version.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. How about that? Okay. So, that's pretty much it for new releases that we are aware of and are trying to, you know, help everybody be aware of coming out that have been announced in the last month.
Yep. So, That brings us to our topic of the day, which is Return of the Jedi vehicles. We are going to go through these. Let's see how much time we've already done. Yeah, we're still a little good here. All right. So the first one we got is a battle-damaged Imperial TIE Fighter. And it's first appeared, of course, in 1983. And originally it was $14.99. Is this something you owned when you was a kid?
I do. Not as a kid, no.
Okay.
Now, at that point, I wasn't, didn't have any interest in getting the ships. I just barely was interested in some of the new figures.
I had this one as a kid. I never had the white one.
Yeah. I'm trying to look and see where it's listed in my reference book here, and I'm not even finding it.
Well, of course, battle damaged. It's got battle damage stickers is basically what
right.
it is. And it's blue instead of white, which
okay.
didn't really make sense because it should have been gray. You know, all the TIE Fighters should have been gray, but even at this point, they still didn't get the color right, even though, you know, by this time, they've already seen two movies. Although, I don't know if there's any TIE Fighters in Empire Strikes Back or not, is there? I can't remember offhand.
Can't remember, unless it's during the Escape from Hoth.
Maybe. I don't remember.
But yeah, I found it finally. It's just listed under TIE Fighter, and way back in the episode, you know, 4, the A New Hope releases.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as a variant, basically.
Hmm. Okay.
But you're right. The difference is the color. So if you come across a TIE Fighter out there that doesn't have any stickers left on it, but it's more of a bluish color, it's going to be this Return of the Jedi release. And, of course, the white ones are from Star Wars and the Empire Strikes Back releases.
Yeah. Do they actually release them on an Empire stream, an Empire
they
box?
Did.
Okay.
Yep. I have a photo reference.
Cool. All right. Our next vehicle is a mini rig. It's
mini
the
rig, yeah.
ISP-6 Imperial Shuttle Pod. It kind of looks like a really, really small Imperial Shuttle, which mm-hmm. I got the original Imperial Shuttle back here behind me, you can see, and it's got the little one on
right.
top of it. That's the scale of both of them, if you can see the picture, which, if you can't see the picture, it's, imagine it being so small it can fit on one of the wings, you know, while it's up, you know, that's
right.
how small it is.
Basically, it's a single figure.
Yeah, a single figure goes in it.
Yeah.
And I never had one of these when I was a kid. It first appeared in 1983, and it originally retailed for $4.99. And they call this a miniaturized, stripped-down version of the Tidarium. This compact vehicle could be deployed from large transports and feature two movable blaster cannons, a rear-view mirror, an open hatch to place the figure in, and a one-man cockpit, and its wings fold down.
Yeah, and again, I'm not finding it. It's weird. I'm not finding it in this book.
Hmm. Huh. All right. Do you want to take the next one then?
Okay, speeder bike. Well, I probably have one of those.
Yeah, I had a couple.
And, of course, this was released, you know, as part of the Return of the Jedi because that was where it was first used. And these are usually, my pages are usually in order of, well, there we go, speeder bike. So it's basically the vehicles the same as the newly reissued version except for the decoration. I don't know what that's talking about. A T-bar was incorporated to hold action figures on the seat because all the action figures from that time period did not have articulated knees. So they were all straight-legged still. So in order to hold the figure on there, you just put it in a sitting position and stuck its legs underneath that T-bar. And
you stick it in its crotch.
Right. And I don't have information on what the original price was. I imagine it was probably $10 or less.
$6.99.
It did not include a figure, of course. So you know, obviously you probably wanted to put your Biker Scouts, or if you really wanted to play, you had to have two or three of these to have either a couple of Biker Scouts on chasing Ewok or chasing Luke or chasing Leia, or you just wanted all kinds of them for Luke and Leia and for all of the
yeah, I had
speeder
two.
Troopers and everything.
And I actually kept the box that the that one of them came in. I just stuck both of them in the one box. So yeah, I played with mine quite a bit.
They also have a feature. There's a button on the back that when it's assembled, you push that button and it has like an exploding feature, like it had just been shot with a laser cannon or something.
Yeah, it comes into five or six pieces or something like that.
Right. And when you're going through parts boxes at different flea markets and toy shows and stuff, you'll find lots of these parts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because as kids, they always especially cut apart. The kid didn't reassemble it and the parents got rid of it.
Yeah. If you find these things, a lot of times they're missing the little flaps on the back. Because those are one of the first things to get lost because they're so small.
Right. Okay, next we had the Y-Wing Fighter, which we had seen Y-Wing Fighters, I believe, in episode 4 originally, but this was the first time they were released as a toy, and it has a single cockpit for one action figure, and it also has, this was the first time we had incorporated into one of the ships a slot that you could actually fit one of your astromech droids down into. Of course, there were only two astromech droids to choose from, R2-D2 or...
R5-D4.
But that was kind of a new feature that I'm sure a lot of kids thought, you know, oh, wow, I can finally do that, I guess.
Yeah, I never had one of these when I was a kid, so I didn't get to play with it. But I can see, you know, how that could be advantageous to have something like that, to be able to put your astromech in there.
Right. Yeah, because obviously the previous, it was only the X-Wing that had been one of these type of rebel ships to this point, and it had the R2-D2 dome already incorporated into it. This one, I'm sure, was having assembled one as an adult, was a bear to put together when you were a dad and bought one of these for your kids.
Absolutely.
These are very notorious for having the parts that go onto the engines with on each side missing.
And the bomb missing, damaged. Too.
Yeah, and there was also a small bomb that you could insert in the bottom of the ship, and then as you pretended to fly above, you know, your targets, you could drop that bomb. And of course, the bomb very seldom got replaced.
I think mine is complete. I bought mine later, of course. Yeah. And I think mine actually has the bomb with it.
Yeah. The retail cockpit on this opens to the side instead of folding back like normally. So that was a neat new type of feature.
Could you fit more than one figure in there?
No, it's still just a one-figure cockpit. But,
okay. This retailed for
$19.99.
All right, so next on the list is a B-Wing. And that one actually retailed for $27.99 and came out in 1984. So this one came out a year after the movie came out. And of course, this is one of the few ones that does not look like the letter that it represents. And the reason why was because the B-Wing actually stood for bi-wing or something like that. It meant two wings. Something like that. Instead of it looking like the letter that, like, of course, you know, like X-Wing, you know, Y-Wing, they look like their letter. Later on, we'll get an A-Wing, and it looks kind of like an A as well. But, and then the cockpit kind of twists around, you know, kind of like you could hold the cockpit and swing the entire ship around.
Right. It's called a floating cockpit. Yeah. So the ship kind of rotates around the cockpit, if you think about it. Whichever way you turn the ship, the cockpit stays in the same position. And this, I believe, the ship itself is wasn't as much of a fighter ship, I believe. It was intended to be, and I think they've kind of developed it into a bomber, haven't they? Most B-Wings in the newer Star Wars that we see are bombers.
I don't remember. I'm not sure.
The big long wing portion of it, which is the bottom portion of it, is full of bombs that you can drop. But it didn't have it had that feature going on with the cockpit, to where no matter which way you turn the ship, the cockpit would stay the same. Its wings were static, as you would call it. They weren't able to be folded or anything like an X-wing.
No, they could fold, though.
Did they fold out?
Yeah. The small ones come out.
Okay. I was thinking of newer releases of it, but I guess the original release had the folding wings as well.
Yeah, the folding, the wings, the small wings come down and up.
Okay, you're right.
I got one later. I never had one of these when I was a kid. Yeah. I got one later.
It's kind of a big ship, actually.
Yeah, and I have the box for it as well. One of the few things I have the box for.
Yeah. Yeah, this is in my loose collection, of course. The B-Wing. I finally found the mini-rigs reference for the AISP-4 and everything here.
Okay.
So, we had a Y-Wing fighter and a B-Wing fighter, and then, oh my goodness, a Desert Sail skiff.
Yeah, another mini-rig.
Oh, you're right. That's the skiff.
Not the Tatooine skiff.
That's not the Tatooine skiff.
That's Power of the Force line. That's not Return of the Jedi. Okay. I mean, I know it was in Return of the Jedi, but...
The Desert Sail skiff, a mini-rig that is a miniature version of the actual larger skiff. Actually, these mini ones were almost... We almost saw a version of those in that scene from Return of the Jedi. Didn't we see some that were more like a individual person flying around on a...
I don't remember those. I just remember the actual skiff, the little skiffs.
Yeah.
Like the Tatooine skiff.
Right. So this one, the Desert Sail skiff, because it has actually almost looks like a sailing... a sail from a ship.
Yeah, a sail.
On top of it.
Along with some fins orange. On the back to,
it's
I guess,
got some
guide
fins
it.
On the back, yeah. And a fits one figure, and it has a look like some cannons that you can manipulate to shoot people with, shoot other figures with, or other toys with.
Yep. I have one right now. You can see it right here.
Yeah.
I never had it as a kid, but I have one now.
Yeah.
I think I'm missing the little post that the sail goes on. I don't have that post. It's the only thing I need for it.
Yeah. These in the ISP-6, the Imperial Shuttle Pod mini rigs, are fairly common still at toy shows and online to get them for a decent price. As a matter of fact, I know our local toy shop, the Inner Geek, has one of each in their display case right now. $40, I think, which is a little bit high for those, but...
Then the next one is the Indoor Forest Ranger.
Indoor Forest Ranger, yes.
I just got this at our swap meet that we had a couple months ago. I just got one. Finally got one. Do you have one of these?
I do. Okay. I do. I have all of the Return of the Jedi mini rigs. It's just some of the Power of the Force ones that I'm missing. A couple of them.
Yeah.
Those late release.
Yeah, this one kind of folds, like the thing folds up, and then the figure goes in and sits down, and then it comes back down on top of them.
You actually can't see the figure inside the vehicle, but it's, I guess it was intended to be something that they used on the Rebels could use on Endor.
Yeah, I don't know what I did with mine.
If you could use your imagination, something to fight against the AT-ST fighters or the stormtroopers or whatever.
Yeah.
It's intended to roll, right? It's not a flying ship.
Yeah. Yeah, it rolls something
like
that.
Laser cannons on either side of it.
These next two, I'm not sure if you would consider them to be, I mean, I don't know what a catapult would be considered, so it's kind of like, I don't know where to put it, you know.
It's on the right on the same page with Imperial Shuttle.
So
my book. It's a sand suite book.
Yeah, it's just basically a catapult. You know, it's got two boulders.
Yeah.
I ended up getting one from an estate sale where I ended up getting a couple of them in a package with a bunch of other parts and pieces for Ewok Village and some other stuff. And then also the Ewok Combat Glider. That was another one of those things where it's like, is it a vehicle? Kinda.
Yeah, I mean, they were intended to be able for you to be able to build out your, you know, play as far as a battle on Endor, obviously.
Yeah.
Something for the Ewoks to use.
Yeah,
because Ewoks obviously didn't have any technology, but we did see in the film where they had these flying gliders where they could drop rocks down on the stormtroopers and, you know, disable them or kill them or whatever. And then, of course, the catapults they used against the AT-STs. And,
yeah, all these are retail for $4.99. They're all the same price.
Yeah. So, same kind of deal, really, as the mini rigs, except these were seen on screen and... So therefore, they are movie accurate to them for the most part.
All right, then, and that brings us to the last one there. You want to talk about that one?
Yeah, the Big Daddy. Probably one of the largest ships, if not the largest ships, from the original vintage figure release, the Kenner releases, is the Imperial Shuttle, otherwise known as Tidarium. Later on is what they designated the name of this particular shuttle. It looks very, very, very similar to the actual, you know, screen version of it, although obviously not to a huge scale because it's supposed to be a shuttle to transport several people, and this one really only has room in its cockpit for two figures. It doesn't actually have an opening bay or anything inside of it.
Yeah, it does.
In the rear.
Yeah.
It does, but it's not big enough to fit figures, is it?
Yeah, it is. My picture actually shows figures in the back.
Okay. Mine doesn't.
Yeah, it flips down, and then you can put your figures in there.
Okay. That's usually how much I've actually played with mine.
Oh, I didn't know it either until I saw this picture. Oh, you know,
okay.
Mine is just set back there forever, you know, back behind me here.
Yeah, yeah.
I got mine in a big collection I bought back in the mid-90s, I want to say.
As I was saying, cockpit opens up. You can fit two pilots or two of any, you know, characters that you want in the cockpit. Apparently, you can, if you're, you know, doing it like it's used in the film, you can use it with your Rebels. You can fit a couple of more of the Rebels in the back from that landing party. If you're pretending to play, you know, from that version or that scene. It's got fold-down landing gear and its wings. It's got a fixed fin on top of it that stays in the same position, but its two side wings will fold up and fold down. Folded down, of course, is flat mode, and then when you fold them up, that allows you to land it or to park it, which Brian's obviously has been parked back there, like he said, for forever. Common problem with these is that the little plastic gears in the wings that allow you to fold them up and fold them down get stripped very easily, and then your wings end up being floppy or, you know, won't.
My top fixed wing is actually broken. It's a little bit, you know, to the side.
Right. So a lot of times people would pick these up or play with them using that wing instead of using the actual
bottom,
you know, or anything like that. And then also a common, you know, reason why those gears would strip out would be because they would try to leave it sitting with the wings folded down, just, you know, with all the weight of the vehicle on those two wings, and they're not designed to hold that.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, if you want to display it loose, you probably either have to leave the wings folded up, or you want to get a new a stand, something to stand it on. They make them. I know the acrylic clear stands that will support the weight of these and make it look like it's, you know, in flight instead of sitting on its landing gear.
This retailed for $34.99 originally.
Right. So it's up there in the Millennium Falcon, you know, price range, AT-AT. I would debate the AT-AT is the biggest probably vehicle from all of the Star Wars. But this one's pretty daggone close. I don't know.
I think the AT-AT's taller.
Yeah.
But not by much. Yeah, I've got a hat on top of my mine, so it's hard to tell how close it is, but it's pretty close.
Yeah. So I didn't have one of these, obviously. And again, this was a vehicle that, because of its price at the time, even though nowadays we would like, you know, we'd pay $400 for a new one of these probably. Instead of $40. Not a lot of kids end up getting these, and because of that, they are kind of rare nowadays. they go for well, they do go for $200 to $300, sometimes $400, and if you get, even if you want a boxed version, even above that.
Oh yeah, that's the last one we got for now. We got more.
Yeah.
We'll come back with later, but anything in closing here we want to talk about, any of this stuff?
I don't think so. Like I've said repeatedly, I guess, is that none of this stuff I had as a kid, but now that I've finished picking it up or collecting it as an adult, I wish I had.
Oh, yeah.
I guess for some of us kids, it was unfortunate that we kind of aged out of the Star Wars toys. If we, you know, if the originals, I was 9 years old, you know, when the original came out, and then almost 10 years old by the time we started getting the toys. So, you know, you figure 6 years later, I'm going on 15, 16 years old. I'm not doing toys anymore.
See, I was 3 when the original one came out, and 9 when Return of the Jedi came out. So, you know, but then again, there was other stuff coming out as well, because then you started having Transformers and He-Man, and I got into all that as well. So Star Wars kind of took a back seat after a certain point in the mid-80s. So yeah. I never got any of those later figures and later toys.
But there are also guys out there that only got Return of the Jedi stuff and Power of the Force stuff, and they never, you know, had the original stuff like the Land Speeders or the, you know, Tatooine Luke or any of that kind of, any of those kind of toys. So it kind of goes both ways. I guess the fortunate ones are the ones that were kind of probably similar to you, except that they didn't get distracted by the other new toys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at the time, we were at the mercy of whatever our parents or our family members would buy for us. So sometimes they would just see something and buy it, you know, not knowing that it was a toy that we had no interest in.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones we did have interest in, they had no idea what to get us.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't know that we wanted the red B-wing fighter figure or whatever to go with our B-wing ship necessarily.
Yep. Well, that's all I've got too. So
yeah.
We want to thank all of our Patreon members for everything that you do for us. Yep, keep the lights on. If it's something that you are even thinking about doing, go to patreon.com/thestarwarscollector and help us out. You can access to the show early most of the time, and also if you're $2 and up member, you get video of the show and special episodes occasionally, you know, that we do just for Patreon members. If you're not on our Facebook page yet, go to facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast. Give us a like. We've been trying to get up to 750 for forever. And if we do that, I'll give away this carbonized Mandalorian Black Series figure that I've had, which is probably quite expensive now. Go to iTunes and other places that you listen to us and give us a 5-star review. It helps push the podcast up toward the top so that more people can listen to us. We're on Discord if you want to get on there. If you want to send us an email, tswcpodcast@gmail.com. So tswcpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your Ask Bo questions. We haven't had any for a while. We are on X or Twitter, at tswcpodcast. And Facebook shout out, we'll shout out everybody because I didn't have time to do it today. So
sorry, we do appreciate those of you for participating. Check us out on Facebook, and of course that is a gateway to, you know, finding the latest podcast version, latest episodes of the mm-hmm. podcast, and you know, kind of when we do have special announcements that we have time to post, we'll do that. We had some new information about these new releases this past month that we were able to get in on and early enough to where we thought it would be helpful to put on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we have a Facebook group too, so if you want to get on there and chat with us or chat other people about Star Wars stuff, you know, that you're collecting or that you're looking for or whatever, you know, come on there and chat with us. So I guess that's it, and we'll talk to you next month.
Yep. Bye, everybody.